It's just very rewarding to see how excited the students are when they have their artwork displayed in the gallery.
Aurora Hughes Villa, Program Director for Arts Our Core, says the exhibition highlights the work put in by art educators and students in the U.S. service region.
Obviously, it beautifies the building, it helps promote the arts education, but it also really gives those students an opportunity to shine, and it allows us to recognize the art teachers as well.
Sixth grade student Ava Young enjoyed her experience participating in the exhibition.
It was so, like, cool to see my artwork up there where, like, everyone else could maybe. And it was, like, really fun, too, because I get to see, like, everyone else's art.
Ava's mom, Shauna, also thought the gallery was a great way to admire the artistic work these kids have put in throughout the year.
I love looking at artwork from other kids because it's a way for them to express themselves. It's just awesome.
This year, due to COVID-19 restrictions, many students made their artwork at home instead of in the classroom. One of these students was Finn Wheeler, who wouldn't let anything stop him from making art.
I just like to make art for my own self-enjoyment, and if other people like it, then other people like it. So when my art teacher told me about the art show, I'm like, well, I'm going to make this anyway. Might as well just turn it into the art show.
Because of COVID-19 restrictions, the program was unable to have the kind of opening they had last year, with a music performance and food and drinks, but they didn't let that stop them. Instead, they had a virtual online opening. The virtual art show includes a video walkthrough of the gallery, along with interviews of students and teachers involved in the show. These videos can be accessed online. With Utah Public Radio, I'm Tessa Kim.